El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
All right, guys. Since we've all been quarantined, what do you guys are sick of the most? Rachel, you first.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I don't think I'm sick of it because I've actually really enjoyed teaching my children, you know, through the whole homeschool thing now that we're doing.
Yeah.
But I really do miss the teachers a lot, and I want to give them a lot of credit right now because, you know, it's a lot.
That's why
I did not pursue this career path. God bless the teachers. God bless them.
Jamie.
I'm sick of not having my barber around because right now my hair is getting crazy.
Uh-uh.
I got a little tail like in the back of my head, like a little tail going right here. It's very Donnie Wahlberg, like 91. And so I missed the barber. But luckily, because of Manscaped, down below is perfectly nice. Clean cut.
So, nice.
Good job, Jamie.
Use code LOL20 for a discount.
Yeah. We're in the same outfit. I've been wearing the same outfit for the last 7 days. And I wasn't planning for this, so I think I need to change it up a little bit. I just might get dressed up for no reason.
You should do an in-home fashion show.
Wow.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow.
That sounds like a plan. You, Frank?
Well, I'm just going to Floridita on 177 and Broadway and getting my el cafecito and con la totada and la mujer walking around. I miss that, you know. Now.
Mira, Frankito, ¿cómo está?
It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast. Frank, we did it, Frank. Hi, everybody. This is it.
This is the future. We are live from Mars. We are on another planet. And this is very, I don't know, I'm speechless right now.
I'm in my bunker somewhere that I shall not disclose. I've been here for quite some time. A lot of dignitaries to my left and right, and it's great. We have a lot of amenities here. It's wonderful.
Rachel, you have to be very, very careful. When this footage comes out, you have a blue screen, so people can actually hack it and put different stuff behind you.
Yeah. I welcome that.
They could put like five penises behind you, and you wouldn't have any.
Put the dicks behind my head. I don't care. I'm safe in a bunker.
Rachel, do this, Rachel. Do this.
Welcome to the Latino Love Podcast. I am one of your hosts and your friend till the end, Rachel La Loca.
Hi, I'm also a host. I'm going stir crazy. I'm going to pull out all my beer hairs, and it's Guambago.
This is Jay Ferns. So far, no symptoms.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good.
Yes.
This is Frank Spiracy News Nibs, and I never thought I will see this. Fine, we're finally here, folks.
But sort of you did though. That's the thing about it. You like didn't, but you did.
Right. You're right.
You look like right. He, what were you saying that Mike? What Frank?
You look like a Dominican pilot right now. You know, like.
You guys, the big ass headphones, like the helicopter, like pilot headphones and shit.
Yeah, wins a few.
What was it, Magnum PI? He was the black dude in Magnum PI.
Damn, a 70s show reference. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I've been binging on that since there's nothing
else
to watch.
Guys, how are you getting kind of like your groceries? Are you going out to get groceries?
I've been going out.
I've been going out. It's a little scary because it's like I'm trying to keep my 6 feet apart.
Right.
But people don't want to. People still walk their same kind of, like, they don't give you space on the sidewalk still. Like, you would think everybody would be paranoid, but there was these two guys the other day, they were having a conversation, and they were having it vertically and not No, they were having it horizontally and not vertically, if you know what I mean. Like, they're just taking up all the sidewalk. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to get through to through you guys. Not, I don't want to have to go between you because I don't want to get what you got. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yo,
can I just say something? The whole weed smoking game has totally fucking changed.
Oh,
no
snap.
More ciphers. No one ciphers anymore.
What word, Rachel?
Ciphering is dead. That's Everybody true. Needs to roll their own shit, bring your own shit. Don't ask me for a hit of my shit.
That is such bad news for the Lambones that come over. And they want to take the cipher and it's like, yo, have you ever pitched in before? Now they got to actually bring in their stuff. So I don't know.
It's changing.
But this is a very interesting time that I'm even stuttering right now. I'm a little nervous. What have you guys been up to? Like, what's your week look like?
Well, a week, it feels like more than a week because last week we were together.
Right.
But now, you know, if we were in the same room together, I think a lot of people would be like, are you guys like paying attention to like Governor Cuomo? Like, he said to stay in. So I think we're kind of, you know, a little paranoid to be in the same room, even though it looks like everyone here is pretty healthy.
I've been taking long walks to Fort Trent.
We could tell, Frank. We could tell.
On my lives. I don't know if you guys see me. I take like 2-3 hour walks. I walk all over Fort Trent. People have been out. I don't know, in the parks. I've seen families, people walking around.
I have been doing something that I have never really done religiously in my life, which is work out. I can't believe how much I'm working out. You have no idea.
Wow.
Are you ready for this? You're not going to believe this. I hope you're sitting down. Wait, are you guys sitting down?
We are sitting down. Yeah, we are sitting down.
I've been running.
No! Wow. No! No!
Holy shit! Wow. Get out of here! From what? What
are Hallelujah! You
what are you running from?
It's funny you say that. I got to tell a quick story. Do you guys mind?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's go.
I expressed this to like 2 people, but the other day, and you give me your opinion, because you know, it's just another Rachel in New York City story. The other day I did one of my walk runs, because like, no, I do a run walk. I start out running and then I realize I can't fucking do this. And then I walk the rest.
That's like a block.
It's increasing in distance, okay?
No, you got to work it. You got
to
work it.
I'm working it little by little. But anyway, so I decided to cross over to the Bronx side of that walk bridge.
Ooh.
I decided to cross. You know where this is going?
Ooh.
And I decided to go to Randall's Island because it's a beautiful scenic park along the river, which is gorgeous. But you're in the fucking Bronx.
Mm.
So I'm leaving the walk bridge. And some dude pulls up next to me on a bike and he goes, rock, paper, scissors, says. I'm like, this motherfucker want me to say the word shoot. Is he going to shoot me? Again, he says, come on, mommy, say rock, paper, scissors, says. And I turned into a Spanish-speaking Jehovah's Witness.
What the
All fuck? Of a sudden, I was like, oh, mi amor, es que yo no hablo inglés, pero Dios te bendiga. And all of a sudden, I turned into a Jehovah's Witness preaching Jesus. And he was like, come closer, let me give you a hug. And he went to reach for something in his pants. And I'm not sure if it was his dick, a gun, a knife, but it was something bad.
Maybe it was Lysol.
Could have been that too.
Yo, how does this happen to you all the time?
I've
never heard of this before.
I don't know.
Was he recording?
No, he was on a bike and he looked like he was up to no good.
Wow.
And it was just us, and then get a load of this. So I had to walk with him for about 45 seconds off that fucking footbridge. I see this Jew couple in front of us, like, walk jogging. And I scream, Alan! Like, my dad's Jewish name.
And the guy was like, oh my God, Rachel!
Because I needed help. I thought I was in danger. So I was like, Alan! And then he turned around. I'm like,
I have a question. Why didn't you just open up the Citizens app and report yourself?
Oh, shit.
You know why? Because I've already done that this week. True story. I called the fire department and made it to Citizen because my building was shaking due to construction across the street. And I'm a worried mother. And I'm like, this old-ass building might fucking collapse like the one 10 blocks away did. And they had to do an emergency vacate order. This is my life, people.
Did you go viral? Did that video go viral?
I didn't go on the Citizen video, but it did come up as my address reported building shaking.
I'm reporting Citizen app shit when somebody sneezes. Because I hit the deck. I hit the deck when that shit happens. I'm like, who the fuck is sneezing in my vicinity? Like, that shit is a crime now. You can't do that. The day a woman would just, she just sneezed, and I know she didn't cover her mouth. And then I had to fucking, like, I knew I was going to walk to where she, the area where she sneezed. So I tried to, like, walk more to the side near the street. It was weird. It's just like, now it's like I can't even...
Jamie, I have a question for you. If there was a rat on one side of the street and someone sneezed, which side would you go on?
I don't know. I didn't
the fact that you had to think, you had to think about it.
Think about it, yeah.
The sneeze side or the rat side?
I would hope that the rat would like run away. Like if he saw me running after away from the sneeze, it would also
no,
run.
No, he's a super rat. He wants
to fight. Yeah, he's coming at you.
Yeah, they got the virus. Those are super rats they got now, man.
So I think I'm just gonna stay in one place. I'm gonna stand still until either like the fucking the saliva clears up, dries up, or the rat breaks out. You know what
You're
I'm saying?
Not good at this game. You can only choose one or the other.
You can't break the rules. You love changing rules, man. You can't do that. Which side is it? The right or the left?
I'll just cover my face and go through the sprinkler system. The sprinkler system.
So I've been noticing a lot that women are not wearing makeup. So this question is to you, Jamie. When was the last time you wore eye makeup?
I know the answer to that.
The last room to ratio.
We were filming last week, so that was the last time.
Oh, when you were wearing, were you getting compliments from the makeup?
Oh yeah, a lot of people were like, "Wow, Jamie," because I the character El Profeta, which is what we recently did a new El Profeta show. It's on Misomos's app.
Look at you organically promoting. Mm. That's pretty impressive. But
Rachel, as well as acted and produced and co-wrote, she also did the makeup for me. And she didn't do the other ones, but this one, you could tell Rachel was like trying to, you know, she added some flashiness and some extra flair to El Profeta, because my mascara, my eye makeup was on like colorful, on point. So she made me more flamboyant. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that or did you not enjoy it?
I liked it. I liked how it looked.
I thought you looked really great on camera. I cannot say, you know, I can't take credit. It wasn't intentional. I just did the best that I could to match what shout out to Tina Glam Gal did for you. And shout out to Lily Beth Gonzalez, who also did the makeup. But like Tina hit me up and gave me actual tips on what to do with your face. And I just followed her instructions verbatim and she nailed it.
Wow.
What to do with my face? I'm surprised Mike.
So how much longer? I can do this for probably another 2 months. What about you guys?
Oh, man.
I'm fine with it.
Well, but Rachel was talking about jogging. Like, it's you have to make a decision. Like, either you're going to jog, you're going to get fit, or you're going to get fat, right? And right now, I'm, like, pigging out way too much. And I went to the supermarket. All the Oreos gone.
What?
Somebody's hoarding. I don't know what Cookie Monster is hoarding Oreos, but that shit is fucking not right.
What'd you guys hoard? What you guys been hoarding since you guys been, you know, everybody's been quarantined?
You know, for me, and I've been going to the supermarket a lot because I've been jogging near Yankee Stadium and there's a dope supermarket there.
Yeah.
But I've been eating a lot of coconut.
Oh, shit.
That's all I've been eating. Coconut.
Interesting.
Now I look like a hairy coconut, but that's all I've been eating is coconut.
Yeah, DR size coming out. Yeah. Interesting.
You, Frank? What about you?
Campbell's soup, man. Oh. I got like a whole bunch of them from Costco's, and I just been going in on them. I got to chill. I have a lot of sodium, you know?
Yeah, be careful. You drink a lot of water.
Jamie, what you been hoarding?
Well, I was trying to hoard Oreos, but they ran out.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I got to say, Edgar and I, we have different hoarding ways. Edgar
hoarding ways.
Be careful, Richard. Be careful.
What do you mean? Like
whoring Edgar, and hoarding, it sounds very...
I know. It sounds very...
We both have different type of whoring ways. He whores with me and I whore with others. That's...
I understand everybody's like fucking cooped up and horny, but wow. It's like, wow. Really on the mind. We got to talk about Governor Cuomo being like the heartthrob of every 45 plus woman's fantasy. Have you heard about this?
He's getting a lot of props, man. Everybody's like talking about Cuomo and going back and forth with his brother and the girls liking him. Like, yo, I'm hearing Cuomo 2024. I'm like, yo, what's up?
He sounds just like Al Pacino, too. Like,
yes!
Exactly like him.
I love the way he talks. He's like this. He's such a wise guy. He's like, should you stay home? Yes, you should stay home. I love when people ask questions.
questions and answer them. It's so great.
His voice is kind of annoying. I don't know.
Oh, I love okay. it.
Well, why don't you just move to Jersey then and you won't have that problem?
The Jersey governor, like, he's I don't know. He also they also put his meetings right after Cuomo. It's like why you want to follow Cuomo at this point?
Boring.
Yeah.
ABC put like Cuomo and it's like, we gotta do what we gotta do for New York or else. And then like the New Jersey guy comes in, it's like a smaller room. It's like he's like, you know, his mic doesn't work. He's like, yeah, Jersey, you know, we try to just stay healthy.
So you were saying, Rachel, what you guys are both different.
Oh, like, hoarding. Hoarders. We're different hoarders. He's been hoarding like the greatest cereals of all time, like the cold cereal. Mm. I've been hoarding aside from the
Special K.
That's not one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
But I've been hoarding aside from the juice stuff. I've been hoarding like the matzah and everything. I've been hoarding like mac and cheese, and I cannot live without Entenmann's donuts. Like if we're going down, I'm going down with those chocolate on chocolate Entenmann specials.
Good choice.
I have to.
Good choice.
Yeah, I could eat a sleeve of those and then just regret it right after.
Why are they so good?
Crack.
Okay, well, after that question, I think it's time now for the Bochincha Bites.
All right. Bochinche, bochinche, bochinche bites, bochinche, 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 bochinche. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Bochinche bites. Jamie!
Yo, what up?
What's up, brother?
No speak, dogs.
Guys, so the first bite today.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about, there's a bunch of myths out there about the coronavirus. And people are talking about all these miracle cures, but a lot of them are fake. And I want to let y'all know and the listeners know about this shit. So first of all, eating garlic does not cure the coronavirus.
Oh.
One of the things out there, evidently a vampire hunter suggested this. If anything, like people don't want to be close to me when my breath smells of garlic regardless. So that might be a good way to get people away from you. You know what I'm saying? I've had like many awkward kissing moments after eating at the Olive Garden.
Oh, the God.
Garlic bread. So, but it's not going to cure the virus. So okay. Take garlic out of there. Marijuana is not a cure.
Oh, Rachel, sorry.
Come on.
Some people were saying this online that it could be, but there's evidence that we can kill bacteria. But corona is a viral illness, not a bacterial one. So
yeah, you sound like a scientist, Jamie.
But don't tell Grandpa that, all right? Let him enjoy his new marijuana habit, all right? I'm feeling better already. No more pesky cough for me.
Jamie.
How you doing? Also, cocaine doesn't kill coronavirus.
Yeah. Damn.
This was on Facebook. This was on Facebook. Somebody was saying that cocaine kills the virus. It doesn't. Everybody's mom was probably sending them like the same Facebook post. Like, oh, yeah, can you get me some cocaine? Just to be on the safe side. Maybe go to Costco. Get a lot. Guys,
yeah.
Cow manure. Cow manure does not, cow shit doesn't cure it. There was a video of like these guys taking a bath like in cow shit because they thought that it would purify them and the immunity it would give them an immunity, but it's not true.
Wow. You could get mushrooms off of cow shit, you know that? People from back in the days used to go to cow manure and you would get mushrooms that grow and you could eat them and you trip out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean people in the city won't even, where are they gonna get cow shit? Like,
well, the horses in Central Park, man.
Horses, squirrels. Horses. You get some squirrel shit.
There's plenty of dog shit. You know?
Dog shit. Uptown, there's a lot of dog shit.
Rat shit.
Real bad.
Human shit. There's a lot of human shit on the street. But, you know, I got to give props to the homeless people because, like, the human shits, they're, like, 6 feet apart from each other. So they're actually, they're practicing social distancing. Yeah.
They are. Any other ones?
Coconut oil, Mike. I know you like to rub Mike. Coconut oil to make your muscles look a little bit more
shiny.
A little more shiny, but it doesn't cure. So sorry, Mike. I don't know if you've tried that already.
I did.
And again, a lot of people wearing face masks, but just so you know, face masks still is is not proven to keep it away from you, but it does help if you have it already. So you're actually protecting people around you more than you're protecting yourself when you wear a face
mask. That's dope.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are some of the things that if you don't believe everything you read, all right?
The next Bochinche Bite is about Madonna.
Ooh.
Had a creepy-ass video this past week where
she was
in a tub. She was taking a bath, which I respect.
that's your thing, man.
Andrew loves baths. That's your queen right there.
Yeah.
She was just like in some, it was like a milky bath. It was like she had rose petals and she
sounds like your bath.
Yeah, with rubber. She looks like she had like olive milk or something.
This is still positive. I'm not hating on this. But you know, she just went off on this like weird tangent about how, you know, coronavirus is making everybody equal, whether you're rich or poor. And of course, she's saying all this in her million-dollar mansion, you know, her bathtub with her. I'm pretty sure that face wasn't cheap. Her face right now is not cheap. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was natural.
But I think a lot of celebrities. I think a lot of people are like questioning the celebrities nowadays because a lot of the celebrities are like, yo, you know what? Like, this is shows us that like everybody's like, you know, on the same thing. You know, we're all the same and we're all going to the same shit. But it's like, somebody who lives in a tiny ass New York apartment is not. They're having a different quarantine experience than fucking P. Diddy. I'm sorry. You know what I'm
saying? Definitely.
One thing that I've been hearing besides that is that a lot of celebrities coming off tone deaf. Wasn't there a song that went viral that like a lot of celebrities were singing on? And it's like
Gal Gadot. So she did a whole thing where they were singing Imagine, the John Lennon song, and then she just had a lot of different celebrities singing each lyric. And people were like, what are you talking about? This song's lyrics are like talking about, oh, we don't need, you know, possessions and all this shit. And it's a bunch of rich people singing this shit. We don't want to hear it.
Word.
You know what I mean? But the heart's in the right place, but somebody who just like lost their job doesn't want to hear Wonder Woman tell me that she's struggling in the same way. I'm sorry.
The fuck, yeah.
Like J-Lo posted a picture. Like everybody's doing these challenges now, which by the way, the podcast should present a challenge if you guys are down to present one. But like J-Lo posted a picture and she's like in her fucking bathhouse, like with her pool in the background. It's like, are we supposed to feel for you right now being quarantined? Come on.
And isn't now, wait, Mike, you said there was a pregnancy challenge?
So apparently women on Instagram, they're like trying to get pregnant. They're doing like a challenge. So they're like,
wait, shit. But that's like a hard challenge to like really, like, how do you know? Do you know that you're pregnant so like 24 hours?
Pregnant, like a girl will get pregnant and then she'll tag like seven of her friends. It's like, your turn. And then like one of the seven have to get pregnant.
But that might take a while to really to just, you know, to keep going, you know, to get a lot of people doing it. I don't know. You might have to wait a while. It might be like 6 months or something like that.
The girls in high school used to do that when I was a kid.
They did a challenge?
Yeah, the girls would get together. Hell yeah. Girls would get together and be like, yo, let's see who's the first one that gets pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is quite a challenge.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a movie plot. A Judd Apatow, like, yo, it's a bunch of women. It's like Bridesmaids or something. Yo, we each have like one summer to get pregnant, all right? And whoever fucking gets it last loses. And then so they all try to get pregnant. I think we should also write it and then put it under the LOL production banner and then we have a movie.
Nice. Ooh, LOL cool.
Guys, all right, something good came out of this outbreak. Those are the bites, everybody.
And now it's time for the fake news, aka Frankspiracy News.
All right.
The views, opinions, and insinuations made by Frank Nibs do not necessarily reflect or represent those held by the Latinos Out Loud podcast. Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frankspiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Seems like this new world is, you know, fit for me. I love it.
Yeah, you called it.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about the top 10 companies that bailed out, okay, after this coronavirus. This thing is getting big, but I'm just going to name the top 10 companies, okay? Disney, MasterCard, Hulu, IBM, LinkedIn, Nestle, Amazon lost $4.1 billion in shares, and Victoria's Secret and Wall Street.
Victoria's Secret, damn.
Yeah.
Impressed now.
This is probably like, this should be like the number one time for women to take out their lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And the biggest dude, Bill Gates, left Microsoft. So but this is the whole take on it. All these companies were doing very well in January. And sometime around March, at the beginning of March, they all bailed out. So they're saying they took their stocks and took their shares and they broke out.
So they knew.
They knew. But someone in the cap up there told me, a good friend of mine told me that's been in the corporate sector. They said sometimes, just like in school, when you know they tell when you're hanging out with your boy for too long, and they put you somewhere else, and they change things around. A lot of times they change these CEOs around. You know what I mean? Mm. He's telling me maybe that's probably what they're doing. They're changing all these big time CEOs around. But
did that with your teachers? They gave you like a gym teacher or math teacher?
Remember back in the days when you were talking with one of your friends too much, they would put you in like, you know, and they would just switch you around. So,
didn't they say that like a bunch of state senators also knew about this and like started divesting in their portfolio? And stuff? Like it was known politically too, I guess, in the ranks. What's going on here, Frank?
Another thing I'm going to say about Bill Gates. Bill Gates has a good interview on TED Talks. You have to see. He talks about the coronavirus about 4 years ago, guys. And by the way, guys, last thing, 219 CEOs have left their posts since 2020. And that's the last thing.
Why? Because they have corona? Because they have coronavirus?
You know what, guys? I'm going to leave this right here. There's a lot of rumors going around. And they're saying that all these CEOs that are leaving, this thing is getting, it's going to get bigger. So I don't like to do chi, man, put those stuff up. But they're saying this thing is like, this is tied to other stuff. So stay tuned.
So wait, do you think there's a connection with the virus coming out now and like all this stuff? Or is that too much?
Yes.
That's too much of a conspiracy theory, no?
No, they're saying that that some of these people knew this maybe like in 2019, they already knew. They're saying that a lot of CEOs left in 2019, late 2019, that they knew about it.
Wow.
So this thing is like, this is deep, man. A lot of people, there's right now in that conspiracy, there's a lot of theories.
Oh, they're cooking.
My thing with the conspiracy is that like a lot of rich and well-known people are getting it. You know what I'm saying?
And celebrities,
like poor,
right?
If it was just like a poor person like disease, I'd be like, oh shit, this is like rich people trying to get the normal folks. But yo, when Idris Elba got it, Tom Hanks got it, I was this disease is hardcore, man. It's not discriminating anybody. So
right,
yeah. I know a big time politician got it. I don't know who it was. Rand Paul. Right, Ryan Paul got it. Well, let's see. They're saying the next week is going to get a little bit, it's going to speed up a little bit. So we'll probably see more notable names. So it is what it is. You know, let's keep it 100 like they say in the hood. You know what I mean?
I'm hoping one day it just like disappears like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm hoping too. I mean, but look at, I'm seeing some of these athletes getting it and they're like chilling. They're like Kevin Durant, like, oh, I'm good now. You know, Rudy Gobert is like, you know, just got a little fever. I'm good. So.
I heard
China already, Wuhan already has the cure, and they're like 80% already cured.
Well, Trump says all this shit is going to be done by Easter. He wants it all done by Easter, so.
Oh, he's so nice.
He's rushing this shit. He's like, yo, let's just get this out. Come on, Easter. I don't want people having Easter egg hunts fucking in fear, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Mike, you do a great Trump impression, Ben, by the way.
Oh, okay. Next episode.
All right, folks. Here we go to a commercial break.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
Que lo que
time for Que Lo Que, brought to you by Fuchila Fresheners. That's F-U-C-H-I-L-A fresheners.com. Go there and use code LOL20 for 20% off your purchase of a Fuchila Freshener. They got the goods. So go get a freshener. You can get stickers. You can get shirts. And all Latino themed. And happy belated birthday to Ruben from Fuchila Fresheners. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Happy birthday, Ruben.
Obviously, guys, check out Uptown Collective and Corriente Latina. You can check me out on Juan Bago and all the platforms. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, just J Friends Instagram, J underscore Friends Twitter. And that's that.
I want to give a shout out to all the moms out there, man. Moms are doing it big. Rachel, you know what's up. You got to deal with the kids now. Yeah. You got to deal with your job at home, and it's a big-time adjustment. So I've been seeing a lot of the ladies on social media going at it, man. They're making a big adjustments, and, you know, shout-out to all the moms, man.
Yes, shout-out to all the moms. Thank you, Frank, so much for acknowledging the parents. I have to say, it's not just the moms. It's the moms and the dads who are hard at work right now, yeah. Just trying to maintain a sense of normalcy, especially around the young ones. And it's a big shift for the kids, and, you know, we just got to be ready for all of those repercussions that we're going to see as a result of this shift across the board. I want to give a quick shout out to a couple of close friends. I'm not going to mention their names, but some close friends that have been diagnosed with COVID-19 coronavirus. Praying for you. I also want to send a quick prayer for my brother-in-law who's going through some stuff right now, not coronavirus related. And along those lines, with some shout outs, como siempre, mad shout out to Hierro.com, the news and lifestyle platform for Latino men. This week, they spoke to the president of Nosotros about their work to support and spotlight Latinos in entertainment. So visit Hierro.com for the full interview. And shout out to everybody out there who's been reaching out to us individually and on the We Are Latinos Out Loud Instagram page, just about the content that we're furnishing right now. We're doing this for the love of nuestra gente. We're doing this for the love of comedy and for the love of one another. So I just want to shout us out real quick. Frank, Bago, Jamie, Tibby, everybody working on this remotely. We're taking the time out to provide you guys with the laughter. It's also selfish. I mean, I think I can speak for all of us when I say it feels so good to be together laughing and just making a difference. And to everybody out there, thank you for the messages. And we're doing this for you as well. We're doing this to keep everybody's momentum moving forward and the spirits high. We're going to get through this, and God bless you all for supporting us and for all of the unity that we're seeing across the board, just among the human race. It's kind of beautiful when you think about it. Fucked up what we're going through, but beautiful what, you know, as some of the wonderful things that are coming out of it.
Be safe, stay home, be careful.
Yes, be safe. We love you guys. On that note, we out!
The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Oye, mijo, ¿qué show es ese que están escuchando?
¡Tremenda Vaina!
Hola, amigos, y bienvenidos a Tremenda Vaina, el show donde escuchas cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? Nos puedes encontrar en tu plataforma favorita. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Suscríbete hoy.
Y esto es Tremenda Vaina.
¡Tremenda Vaina!